another Spotlight 7 on Long Island. That's where we bring in the Marketing Research and Communications Director of the New York State School Boards Association. His name is David Albert. Nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here this morning. David, how are you? Welcome aboard LI News Radio.
Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Interesting poll. 6 in 10, I think it was, school board members. Poll by the New York State School Boards Association. They think the high school instructional day in their districts should actually begin a little bit later to accommodate teenagers' natural sleep cycles. Yeah. They also acknowledge there be logistical challenges in doing so, huh? Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, so we can start with the logistical challenges. So I think a lot of people kind of see that if you have a teenager, you know that they tend to go to bed later, you know, 11 o'clock or so. And so if you have to get up at 6 o'clock to get ready for school, you're, you know, lucky to get 7 hours, and it's probably less than that in all honesty. So there's definitely scientific research out there that suggests that earlier start times for schools would actually benefit students. And I think we've probably all felt the feeling of not getting enough sleep and waking up a little bit groggy, not being crisp and ready, you know, ready for the day. And that really impacts teenagers more so even than adults. So one of the challenges we find in terms of having school start earlier is, first of all, we can start with transportation issues. So if you think about it, there's a domino effect. If you change your bus routes so that they're going to start earlier, then, you know, you're affecting basically, you know, the whole district, because typically districts will run buses for, you know, their elementary and their middle and their high schools at staggered times so that they don't have, they can reuse the same buses. So transportation becomes an issue. Also, interscholastic athletics. So high school student athletes participate after school in football or basketball or soccer, whatever the program is. And so if those programs are starting at 2:30 or 3 o'clock after school ends, you know, and you move the school day to start later, then you have some issues there, and that runs into problems when you start transporting students from one district to another for games, scheduling issues. And so there are quite a bit of logistical issues involved here. So it's a good idea, but not easy to implement.
Yeah, no doubt. David Albert with us. The poll, I think it was 59% of the board members would be in favor of pushing back the start of the high school instructional day. 28.5% say they were not, about 12.5% not sure. Here's the problem. As far as I have in doing that, I worry about a couple of things here. Fatigue for the kids, you know, kids who have become tired, less likely maybe to retain information. We'll see how that pans out. But also, what about the teachers as far as working longer hours? I would think that would be a major issue. I mean, you think about teachers, David, they're already putting in a full day, we know. I mean, they arrive, I would think, an hour or two before actually school starts, maybe leave one or two after the school day ends. What about that aspect as far as the teachers, first off?
Yeah, so that's actually a significant issue, and I'm glad you raised it. So if you're going to change the hours of the school day, then you're essentially changing the working conditions of teachers, and that would have to be collectively bargained. So the board and the local bargaining unit would have to sit down and talk about, you know, how would we do this? And you'd actually, you know, need to have buy-in from your employees. Now, as far as whether it would make the school day longer for teachers, it may or may not make it longer. You know, if you're coming in later, you know, you just kind of move everything up a little bit. So maybe if a teacher was arriving at, you know, 7 o'clock a.m., if they moved the start time up, you know, maybe they'd be arriving at 8 o'clock or 8:30. So it may not necessarily result in a longer day, although it could, but it could end up being more simply a shift in terms of, you know, when the teacher arrives and when the teacher leaves. But obviously that has significant implications, because let's say you have, you know, 300 teachers in a high school. Well, that's 300 lives that you're affecting in terms of when they, you know, their daily schedule, when they arrive to work and when they leave work, and that could affect their pickup schedule if they have children or if they have activities outside of school. So the teacher issue is certainly a big issue, and it's something that would need to be worked out, you know, between the board and the union.
Here's another aspect. We're talking with David Albert, New York State School Boards Association, with the poll. Here's another aspect as far as the teachers I was thinking of. And that, you know, means you're probably going to have to pay them a little bit more. I mean, you know, you're talking, and then, you know, that gets into the whole minutia of taxes and everything else. You know, I'm thinking probably higher property taxes, levies, 2% cap and everything else that we're under here in the state. You know, I'm thinking about private schools. They would raise their tuition rates. You know, yeah. There's a lot that goes into this as far as, you know, more contact hours for teachers, meaning a higher salary needing to be paid out. So that always, you know, you're going to have that whole thing back and forth with what happens within the communities and taxes as well.
Well, you know, I think when you sit down, if a school district on the island were thinking about doing this, you know, probably one of the first things they'd do is hold a community forum, talk to community members and take their temperature on it. And then they would sit down with the union presidents and, you know, depending on how many unions, you know, some districts can have multiple unions. And they might say, you know, so what are your thoughts on this? And you know, it may end up where certainly when you open up collective bargaining, you open up, you know, everything. And so you can have that discussion. It doesn't necessarily mean that there would be, you know, a pay increase, because it may be that teachers would actually welcome the change in, you know, the school day, the start of the school day, or may feel that it's in the best interest of students. And so, you know, therefore, you know, they would go along with it. In other words, it may or may not result in a discussion about salary. Obviously, as I said, when you open up a collective bargaining agreement, then you open everything up. And yeah, salary could come on the table, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it would.
I would think, yeah, it could, but certainly up for debate. David Albert with us. So, you know, some of the things I look as far as a positive, you know, to me, and I went through this with my kids and everything else, and I could only imagine, but if you had that in place a couple of years ago, you know, you're talking about a class schedule maybe matching a parent's work schedule. And, right. And I'm thinking, you know, that could coincide to be a very positive in a big way, you know?
Absolutely. And again, that's why I say you start off with a community, because really, at the end of the day, I think parents are going to be critical in terms of whether or not a district is going to do this, because, you know, parents have their own, you know, schedules. And, you know, when you get to high school, it's not the same issue as perhaps elementary school. You don't have to worry as much about, you know, having someone to watch your child, obviously, after school. I mean, students are busy. They're doing their own thing. But there still can be transportation issues. The parents may pick the student up or may want to be home. So obviously it can be a benefit if there is more of a, you know, synchronization, so to speak, with the parents' work schedule and the students' school schedule. There's no question about that. So that's why it is so important to get that buy-in from parents and the community. I mean, you're affecting a number of people's lives when you think about this. And then there's the other issue would be you have after-school jobs. You know, some teenagers work after school if they're in high school, so you could potentially affect that. If you have a job working somewhere, you know, from 3 to 5 or 3 to 6 or maybe a part-time job, you know, that could, having a later start time would result in a later end time, which could affect your job. So there's a lot of issues to think about here. It's a very challenging situation because of so many logistical issues.
I just thought of this as you were talking. What about homework? I would think, you know, if you extend, yeah, you'll reduce the amount of homework sent home. Because, you know, think about this. Teachers send homework with their kids at the end of the day of the week as a way to kind of supplement, you know, the, yeah, whole process of learning. So to me, if you extend the length of a school day, it would make it possible to reduce, maybe eliminate the amount of homework that is sent to kids, sent to students. You know, to me, that lessens the burden overall on the parents, you know, to kind, right, of be teachers at home, so to speak. And, yeah, you know, listen, we all know how difficult that could be in an area. And that's, you know, Common Core and everything else, right, has been proven very difficult to understand. So the homework aspect could certainly come into play there. Just thought of that.
Well, you know, that's actually a great point because, and I'm glad you mentioned it, if you think about it, you're always going to have homework, right? I mean, it's always going to be there. So if you push the start of the school day a little bit later, and you push the end of the school day a little bit later, if you have the same amount of homework, well, then you're giving, you know, less time in the evening to do homework. So you could result in maybe having an earlier or a later start time, but maybe the student is now up until midnight getting homework done because they didn't get out of school until later. So I think that's a really important point. And any district that's looking at changing their start time would probably need to take a look at the homework issue, because if you're still giving the same amount of homework but students are getting out later, well, you know, then the students are going to stay up later to get their homework done. So very important point, and another reason why this is not a slam dunk issue, not easy to do.
Certainly not. A lot of people will think about, you know, maybe activities, sports, and everything else. Hey, make that part of the curriculum as well. You know,
right.
After a longer school day, less time, certain components and everything else. But certainly sports practices could be part of the maybe the final period of a day. You know, those
right.
Maybe swimming. You know, it could be a part of the curriculum, so to speak. That could be another option there. Just thinking that as well. You know, a lot of people will ask, well, what happens with the practices and everything? Make it part of the curriculum. Why not?
Well, you know, that's certainly an option. And as you point out, there's also after-school activities beyond sports, you know, so there may be clubs or, you know, groups that meet after school, and again, you're affecting those. So, you know, that's, we get asked sometimes, you know, this seems so simple, it's good for students, why wouldn't a district just, you know, move its start time later at the high school level? And I think, you know, you and I have gotten into some of the reasons why it's just not that easy. The science may say, yes, you know, make the start time later, but when you get down to the logistics and the practical aspects of, you know, daily life and homework and activities, it becomes much more difficult.
Fascinating topic. Certainly plenty of discussion to be involved here if it actually comes to fruition. But nonetheless, a good topic of discussion this morning. David Albert, he is the New York State School Boards Association Director of Communications, Marketing, and Research. David, thanks so much for a couple here.
My pleasure.